From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting on a busy news day here in the United States and throughout the world. A gunman opened fire outside a high school in Parkland, Florida, Wednesday, causing a number of casualties and sending frightened students running for cover inside the school. The Broward County Sheriff said at least 14 people with various degrees of injuries were taken to hospitals. He also said there are, quote, multiple fatalities. South African President Jacob Zuma has resigned after more than a week of intense pressure from his party to step down and just hours before a planned no-confidence vote in Parliament. With just an hour left before a Wednesday midnight deadline to resign or face the no-confidence vote, Zuma finally did what he swore he would never do. He quit. Had he not done so, he would have faced what was likely to be an embarrassing, messy no-confidence vote in Parliament Thursday, bolstered by the African National Congress, the very party that brought him into the presidency in 2009. On Tuesday, the party recalled him, a move they expected to provoke his immediate resignation. When that didn't happen, ANC lawmakers lobbied for a planned no-confidence vote to be moved earlier to Thursday. Zimbabwean opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, known for his lengthy quest to end the regime of longtime President Robert Mugabe, has died just months after Mugabe caved to pressure to step down after decades in power. Tsvangirai had been battling colon cancer since 2016. He died Wednesday in South Africa. Morgan Tsvangirai was 65. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister